Well, hi folks, welcome to my Travel Time podcast. Today I'm speaking with Kirsten McMahon-Cook. Kirsten is a regional business executive with NAB Business. So welcome, Kirsten.
Thanks, Richard.
I first met Kirsten probably a decade ago. She was doing an executive MBA and doing some leadership and negotiation courses with me. And at the time, Kirsten, you were a marketing manager with Shell and you were thinking of going into the not-for-profit sector as a manager. So can you explain to us why you were thinking about that at the time?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. So I was heading up the fuels marketing business for Australia and New Zealand, reporting into Thailand at the time, actually. My boss was in Thailand. The opportunity for me to step back and have a look at something different in my life presented. My role was restructured from Australia and it was going to be taken into Singapore. At the time I was, as you say, studying part-time for my MBA. I also had two young children and I was travelling probably a week out of every 4 weeks. It was pretty significant. But my role moving to Singapore was also going to mean that I was continuing to travel back to Australia. I took the opportunity after 18 years at Shell, having worked across most of the functions in the commercial fuels business, to look at doing something different. So at that time, I left Shell and I took 12 months out actually. And I think, Richard, that's when you and I crossed paths for the second time. Yeah. I did the Mindful Leadership Program at Mount Eliza Business School. And it was a time of reflection for me, a time to actually step back and think about who I was, what my identity was, and some significant learning for me around who I wanted to be moving forward, and a bit of who's Kirsten as well. Some of it was a little confronting, I must say, going from an executive role at Shell into my home office and finishing my thesis for my MBA. And doing a bit of personal growth as well. But coming back to your question, Richard, so after 10 months or so, I then completed my MBA and I was on the path for graduation. And at the time, my husband was doing some contract work and I was starting to kick off a small management consulting business of my own. GFC hit us and he was then out of work and so we were facing into the 2008 Christmas period with two young kids and no income. A bit of a juncture for me and the opportunity to continue with my business then concluded. Very easy for me to go back into the corporate environment. That's what I'd grown up in. That's what I understood. And obviously with a CV that covered sales, marketing, IT, program director, really solid general business management CV, I could have gone back into a corporate role of some description. Although I sat back and I thought, well, you know, all of these things happen for a reason and they often do in life. And so I decided that I'd look at something really different. And I thought if this is the time for me to take a juncture and move into the non-for-profit sector, probably was the right time. And there's a couple of factors around that. One is I actually hadn't had an income for 12 months, so any income would be better than none.
Yep.
And that's one of the significant requirements that I needed to look at, coming out of corporate and going to non-for-profit. So I looked at a general management role. I was on Seek and I was in contact with some of the recruiting agencies and a role came up in a women's health organisation, which was federally funded. For a GM, so it was a small business.
Yes.
Totally different to anything I've ever done, but I stood back and I looked at my CV and I went, right, well, there's many of these elements of this role that I can do, I just haven't ever done it in one role. And so I jumped at the opportunity. I met the director of the board who, he was a CEO of a successful mining company and had this non-for-profit foundation that he was also chairman of.
Yes.
And I secured the role.
Yeah.
really interesting role, as I say, a general management role.
Yeah, and you actually did then a number of not-for-profit roles. So how did you find working in the not-for-profit sector?
Yeah, look, Richard, in really interesting, I think some of the key takeouts for me, the roles that I had in non-for-profits, I had a GM role, and then I took a COO role in a professional membership organisation, Optometry Australia. So that took me around 5.5 years of my career, which I just did not expect at all. I thought I'd jump into non-for-profit and be there for 12 months and go, no, I need the corporate life. Well, not necessarily. The roles, the two roles that I had were so broad that they gave me the opportunity to experience things that I would never have had the opportunity to do in one role in the corporate environment.
Is that right?
The other thing for me was a learning around totally different motivators. The people that I'd met in the corporate sector all sort of had similar motivators, but coming into the non-for-profit sector, and especially in health, so I was working with academics, with professors, and then also with clinicians as well, and just the opportunity to work with people who are wired totally different to what I am.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot about them. I learned a lot about me. And also I learned a lot about collaborating and how, as a leader, you need to understand what motivates people in order to get the best outcome.
Yeah, wonderful. So in the last 18 months, you've made the move back into corporate life and you've joined the NAB.
Yeah.
And I'll ask a little about your role in a moment because you're an executive with NAB Business. But can you just explain, well, why did you make the jump back?
It's interesting, isn't it? So for me, one of my core values is continual personal development and professional development. And I must say, after being in those couple of roles, it was great to impart my knowledge and to see others grow around me. And I'm sure I also grew as an individual, but probably not fast enough. Mm. I felt that there was a lot of giving and really not a lot of time for me to feel as I was developing my career. The opportunity to move into CEO roles was there. However, in the health sector, a lot of the CEO roles, there's a strong requirement to be providing that advocacy and influencing health policy. That's not really my thing. My thing is absolutely around business and general business management.
Yeah, right.
So to step back and say, well, okay, how can I then get back into an environment where I have the breadth and the scope to develop more as an individual? You know, I'll probably be working for another 20 years or so. I've got a long road ahead of me. So that was one of the key drivers.
Right.
Interestingly, I was looking for an organisation that had at least a national presence.
Yeah.
Head office in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not really interested in doing significant travel again,
yes,
as I still, obviously, with my children, who
yes
are now a lot older.
Yes.
But so this role came up.
So the NAB was appropriate. So, and you've been, you've had a very successful year in your role. So can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So I came into the NAB through a little bit of a side door entry. It was a newly created role, Strategic Operations Manager in Technology. You know, that's interesting in itself. I don't necessarily have a tech background, but I certainly had the transferable skills. And I think that's one thing I've learned around my career is to really focus on what my strengths are and not necessarily look at role titles or even look at industries as being boundaries, but focus on what I know that I can actually, where I can actually add value. And so my skills that I brought into this organisation were around stakeholder management, with a customer focus, the ability to ignite teams. And that was they were elements that the technology manager at the time was interested in bringing into her team. Now, as it was, there was, as happens in organisations of this size, there was multiple restructures in a matter of months
yes
as I arrived into NAB. And I then took the opportunity to step back and say, okay, well, I'm here. Where can I really add some value in this organisation? And looking at my commercial fuels experience around sales and marketing, the opportunity to work in NAB Business was quite attractive for me.
Yeah.
So I looked at NAB Business, I met with the state general manager, and we progressed from there. And I must say, it was probably 6 months of courting both ways.
Yes.
I took the opportunity to come and shadow a regional business executive role, and that was a great opportunity, but I did that whilst doing my other role as well.
Mm.
So I think, you know, that's the other thing I've learned along the way, is just to give things a go.
Yes.
Be curious.
Yes.
And have an open mind to actually learn, even though, you know, I've got a lot to offer as well. But I think just stepping back and taking some moves that maybe you wouldn't otherwise, be feeling really uncomfortable. And I must say, in this role, coming into NAB Business, even with the skills that I've brought in, it's probably taken me 6 months to understand the language here.
Yeah.
That's a pretty uncomfortable place.
Yes.
You know, when
yes.
you're hitting
yes.
50, well, I am 50, and the experience...
You didn't have to tell us that,
yeah,
but now
okay.
we know.
It doesn't matter, you know. I suppose I'm just saying that, you know, I've been working now for 30 years.
Yes.
And to feel as uncomfortable as I have for the last 6 months in this new role, but now feeling as though I'm adding the value that I am,
yeah.
It's an extraordinary place to be.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So you've sort of started to answer that question, but... What that fascinating transitions that you've had, what would be one or two of your key insights into leadership?
I think this concept that as leaders, we don't have all the answers.
Mm.
We need to remain curious.
Yep.
I think the moment that we stop being curious and feel that we know everything, it's probably time to change.
All right.
I think for our teams that we lead to understand who we are. And I was very open with my team very early. And I think, Richard, you and I did some work with
yep.
my leadership team. I'd only been in the role for 6 weeks or so. And building that authenticity around who I am and what I aspire to deliver in this organisation. And working out who's with you and who's not. Mm. I think also, yeah, having an open mind to be curious, ask questions, don't feel as though you need to answer them all the time, and do a lot of listening.
Yeah, right. Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much, and all the best for the next stages of your journey.
Thank you, Richard. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks.